Hello, my name is Mitchell Merling, and on behalf of Alex Narges, Director of the Virginia Museum of Fine Arts, I'd like to welcome you to the exhibition Rodin, Evolution of a Genius, organized by the Montreal Museum of Fine Arts and the Rodin Museum in Paris. This exhibition explores the creative process of the great sculptor Auguste Rodin, born in 1840. 10 stops have been designed especially for our young visitors. Consisting of short tales, they'll add another layer of enjoyment to your visit. The stops for adults are indicated with a headphone icon, and those for children with an open book.
My name's Zach. They told me there was a guided tour starting soon. It must be over there. I see someone, and he's dressed in old-fashioned clothing. It must be on purpose. Hello, are you the person taking us to the exhibition of Mr. Rodin?
To the exhibition? Monsieur Rodin doesn't have an exhibition at the moment. You must mean to his studio.
No. Oh, I understand. You're pretending that you're not in a museum. You're a good actor.
Listen, I'm not sure what you're talking about, but if you want to see Monsieur Rodin's studio, you're in luck, because I work there. You can follow me if you like. It's over there. My name's Emile.
Meow.
And that's Patapon.
There are a lot of people here. Where's Monsieur Rodin?
I don't see him right now, but he can't be far. The master watches over everything his assistants do. He directs them and supervises their work.
His assistants?
Sure. Making sculptures is a team effort. Monsieur Rodin creates the work, but to finish it and present it in different materials, he needs help. First, the master makes his creation in clay. He works with a model he chooses, a man or woman who stays beside him and whom he observes while he does his modeling. He shapes the clay, flattening it with his fingers. He adds pieces and hollows or pinches the clay to give it depth. You see? He works for a long time. Then, after a session, he carefully wraps his clay in moist cloth so it will stay soft, because he'll come back later or maybe only the next day. A room in the studio over there is full of different modelings waiting under cloths.
Mr. Rodin works with his hands a lot.
Yes, and he likes to depict hands. He's done several sculptures on that theme. Look at this one. It's called The Hand of God.
Is that God in the process of making a man and a woman?
Yes, Adam and Eve, the first human beings.
It looks like they're sleeping. It might also be the hand of a sculptor holding figures in his hand.
You see, some parts are smooth because they were polished, and other parts have been left rough. It's also an assemblage. The hand Rodin chose came from another sculpture he made. A great person you'll see later.
What? The master, as you call him, takes pieces from other sculptures?
Sure. Sometimes he assembles fragments. Monsieur Rodin likes to experiment. He's constantly inventing. You'll see, there are lots more surprises in store for you here.
Meow.
You, Patapon, aren't in Mr. Rodin's sculptures. There are no cat paws here, or any other animals.
You're right, Zach. What this great sculptor is interested in, more than anything else, is the human body.